Hello everyone, and welcome back to a new episode of Material Boy. On today's episode, we're focusing on spending habits and whether they can affect your happiness. And since we're obviously still in the middle of a deadly pandemic and are actively trying to keep a safe distance to our guests, today's episode will be held on Zoom, just like the last one. And I know that kind of sucks, but hey, we're doing what we can. Anyway, I'm particularly excited for today's talk because I have two very special ladies sitting next to me right now. Virtually, of course, don't worry. Why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves?
Sure. Do you want to go first?
Absolutely. So, hey everyone, my name is Cassidy, and you guys might know me from my YouTube channel or Instagram or basically any other social media page. And I'm so excited for just having reached 3 million followers on Instagram.
Hey, so exciting.
Getting a bit carried away here. Anyway, I gotta say, I'm really excited you thought of me for this episode.
Oh my god, of course. Actually, people might not know this, but we've known each other for a bit now, but we've never gotten the chance to collaborate.
I know, right? Finally. And speaking of happiness, my first ever collection with Fashion Nova is literally about to go live in like, what, 5 hours? So I'm even more excited to be here right now with you.
All right, well, moving on to my other guest, whom you might know from her insightful TED Talk video on consumerism, which has over 5 million views on YouTube as of right now, Pega.
Yes. Hey, thank you so much for having me.
If I can say something really quick, I just peeked into that TED Talk of yours, and oh my god, like, did you do your own makeup for that? You look, like, so cute in it.
Well, I was just gonna say that even though a lot of listeners might have only heard of you because of that video, which, if I might say, is really incredible, I've actually followed you for a while because of your very successful writing.
Oh, thank you.
No, I mean, seriously, I did some research on you before we met today, and you've written for so many well-established magazines, it's incredible. I mean, from LA Times to Forbes magazine, your resume is really impressive.
Yeah, that's correct. I've been very blessed to share my words with so many people out there and have had the chance to work with and learn from excellent writers on the way.
Yeah, I also love the column you wrote on essentialism, which led to your TED Talk video. Could you maybe briefly explain to the audience what was that about?
Sure. So, I'm a daughter of an immigrant family, which makes me a first-gen American. And after witnessing my parents' constant struggle to achieve the American dream and being raised with the mentality of valuing hard work and being grateful for the smaller things in life, I started writing a reflective column for the New York Times on minimalism and how it correlates with happiness.
I think that is very inspiring, and funny enough, your statement is actually a great segue into my first question for the both of you. So what are your stances on how accessible a minimalistic lifestyle is for average Americans? Pega, why don't you go first?
Of course. I'm glad you asked. I think that over the years, I've come to the conclusion that a minimalistic lifestyle is not as unachievable as a lot of people paint it out to be. Minimalism is about consciously choosing how and what to spend your money on, instead of restriction or missing out on things.
Let me stop you right there, because as amazing as what you just said sounds, I just don't think it's really realistic. Most of my high school friends right now are in college and struggle to pay their weekly bills because of rent, healthcare, and student loan debt. With all that in mind, I just don't think it's really realistic and too much to ask from people in general.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, but that's actually not what I was talking about. Things such as rent and healthcare are mostly fixed expenses everyone has to pay.
Okay, well then what were you focusing on instead?
I'm talking about permanently counteracting consumerist culture by rethinking how to spend your resources set aside for leisure, by reassessing your values and becoming more aware of what you spend your money on. I also appreciate you mentioning that my ideas are utopian, because I agree, it's a challenge.
Speaking of, Cassidy, would you feel up to interweaving Pega's concept into future collaborations with brands as an influencer?
I mean, I don't want to be a negative Nancy here, but my fans aren't able to afford, I don't know, like, let's say, expensive, ecologically produced t-shirts or whatever.
I see your point. But what makes you think that your followers have the financial means to afford all the things that you advertise, considering the sheer amount of products you promote? Your fans could rather, let's say, buy one resourcefully manufactured item that will last a long time instead of 10 cheaper ones that will break immediately.
Yeah, that's actually a good point, which I'd like to add a further question if you guys don't mind. Do you think that those minimalistic approaches could eventually lead to a happier lifestyle? I mean, that is what this episode is essentially about, right?
Oh yes, I absolutely think so. Minimalism brings simplicity to life. The results are less worry and comparison in our lives, and of course, mental health. We instead focus on what we value most, like quality times with friends and family and enjoying simple pleasures of life. I'm just highlighting the fact that if we spend our money on activities and experiences, we become much happier.
Yeah. I really appreciate you saying that, and that is something that I would like to be part of the message of this podcast, because even though you might be fond of material things or consider yourself to be a material boy or girl, wink wink, I still believe in the duality of sources of happiness. So, very well said. Cassidy, how do you feel about all of this? You've been awfully quiet.
I don't know. I honestly just feel so, like, really attacked right now. I mean, it's my money. Just let me spend it how I want to. And if my glamorous lifestyle offends you, then newsflash, that sounds like a you problem to me, or like, I don't know.
I'm just saying, there's a difference between temporary satisfaction and actual happiness. Maybe think about redefining your idea of happiness, not in terms of accumulating things, but rather on being authentically happy.
Maybe you should just stay in your lane, Peggy, or whatever.
I think this just got a little out of hand, and...
You know what? I've had it. Like, whatever. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Gosh, I'm so sorry. Cassidy? Oh my god, I think she just left.
No, you're all right. Funny enough, that's actually the response I get from most people who are new to minimalism.
Well, I guess this episode was circumstantially cut short. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. And also thanks again, Pega, for coming by. I really appreciated that. And I hope that the next episode will be a bit longer. Okay, bye.
Bye.